read Mr. Cunningham's very nice article in the Sunday Post that said I was going to sing the next part of the program. Would you please come back from the parking lot? Or I'm obviously going to sing them on the viola. Singing that I have ever done on this stage is a few bars of humming in Paul Cooper's fourth string quartet. If you'd like to know about that, you can ask him at intermission. I have always been an admirer since early childhood of the singing voice. As a matter of fact, I really wanted to be a singer, but puberty took care of that. We've always, as string players, been admonished by conductors to sing. As a matter of fact, I think that's the first word European conductors learn is sing, and they learn English. And I know that we as teachers are always admonishing our students to sing. So tonight I'm going to try to do sort of the bel canto school, the old playing. The first song certainly doesn't need any explanation, the pleasures of love. The second song, the Brahms song, for those of you who are not versed in German, as I am not, means something like melodies drifting, sweet melodies drifting. However, I'm going to play it. This was originally transcribed by the great violist William Primrose. However, he transcribed it for a coloratura soprano viola, very high. My transcription is for the mezzo range. The next song, the Mendelssohn Song Without Words, was actually chosen for the viola, transcription by my friend Edward Petsch, the pianist. Some of the editions have a title, which I think has been put by the editors, but this is not intended to be a weather report. The two Barbaroli pieces from the operas are actually, now let me see, these are actually genuine Handel, in that they are from Handel operas, made into a viola concerto. So in other words, it's genuine Handel, but not a genuine viola concerto. The first one, the aria from Rinaldo, sung by the soprano several years ago, I'm sure some of you remember, we did the entire opera here. It was sort of an amazed Mr. Foster who was conducting. When we got to that aria, and the majority of the viola section could play the entire soprano part on our instrument. When, of course, in the actuality in the opera, we don't play the melody once. But we finally explained to him it was the Handel Barbaroli concerto. The last one, the Musette, is what Sir John Barbaroli called one of the loveliest tunes he'd ever heard. I'd like to play these without pause.
Thank you. Thank you.